From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. The Miami-Dade School Board filed a federal lawsuit this week against manufacturers and distributors of opioids. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman has details.
The nation's fourth largest school district appears to be the first in the country to sue over the opioid crisis. The Miami-Dade School Board has joined dozens of states and counties in seeking damages from companies that have profited off the sale of opioids. The district's lawsuit targets more than a dozen corporations that make or sell addictive painkillers. The district claims it has had to spend money training staff to treat overdoses. Schools have offered nursing and mental health care services to students who have struggled with addiction, and police have been working to keep drugs out of schools. According to federal government data, more than 70,000 people died of drug overdoses in the U.S. in 2017. Most of them were related to opioids. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And this lawsuit comes just as the federal government has agreed to give Florida a $58 million grant to combat the state's opioid crisis. Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis made the announcement during a tour of the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital in Hollywood yesterday. For 3 years, the grant will funnel $12 million annually to county health departments in Broward, Duval, and Palm Beach counties. DeSantis spoke about babies suffering from neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS for short. Newborns with NAS endure withdrawal symptoms after being exposed to opioids while in the womb.
Babies born addicted shriek in high-pitched screams of pain. They endure seizures as their muscles flex uncontrollably. They deal with fever, diarrhea, difficulty breathing. They can't be soothed. They're in pain as they deal and endure the cruelty of going through withdrawal.
DeSantis also announced a new state neonatal abstinence syndrome statewide prevention coordinator. The funding comes from a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention grant to Florida's Department of Health. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMattei.